Talk, entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their. Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help all of you entrepreneurs out there to do what it is that you like to do. I'm here tonight with my trusty engineer, Mr. Matt. Matt's the guy that makes everything look good. But before we go to Mr. Mack, I also have on my left-hand side Mr. Heinzman Dukes, has been on the show before, and tell me your name.
Dr. Sean Smith.
Dr. Sean Smith on my right, because we have a little surprise for you.
I was going to say, I thought I saw a few new faces here in studio tonight.
Yeah.
Yes, Mike.
For those of you not familiar with the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you, and Mr. Matt, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tantalk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tantalk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, so we are in the studio. This is, happens to be the last week of Black History Month, and I didn't want to close the month out without saying something about that. And but before we get into what that show is, I'm just going to ask these two gentlemen to introduce themselves. First, I'm going to go with Mr. Dukes because he's been on the show before, so he knows what to do. So, Mr. Dukes, tell us who you are and what do you do.
Good evening. It's good to be back with Gene this afternoon on this famous Entrepreneur Hour. My name is Heinzman Dukes. As he said, I've sat in for him before on co-host, and I just want to say welcome back. What do I do? Some a little bit of everything. I'm a retiree Air Force member. I'm a retiree teacher, and I'm a retiree from my own business. So that's as much as I can tell you about me.
Okay. And on my right side, we have Dr. Sean Smith. And tell us who you are and what do you do very quickly.
Good evening. I'm Dr. Sean Smith. I'm from New England, and I'm here in the Tampa Bay area. I am a playwright, producer, gospel recording artist, and also a pastor here in the Clearwater location. And it's an honor being here with these two fine gentlemen. Thank you.
Well, great. Thank you very much. Glad to have you.
Thank you.
But I'm just going to say, before we get, we have a couple of things. One of the things we're going to do is to give out a couple of quotes made by other black entrepreneurs. But before I do that, because I know these two guys, they got something going on, and I want them to get it out first, because I think it's something very exciting. It's something that's going to help our community and maybe many more communities. And I'm not sure where to start other than Mr. Duke. Should I start with you, or should I start with Dr. Sean?
Well, you can start with me. I'll introduce Dr. Sean.
Okay.
I met Dr. Sean a couple of years ago. Dr. Sean presented a great entertainer back 2 years ago here in Clearwater, not Clearwater, but in Tampa and in St. Pete. And I hadn't got in touch with him since then, so one day I woke up one morning and said, call Dr. Sean and see what he's up to. So I called him, and he says, I'm looking for help. I'm ready to leave Tampa Bay area. I said, no, really? Don't leave yet. I said, let's talk about this thing. So we have got together, and he told me what he did. As you heard him say, he's a writer, he's a playwright, and all this. So I said, well, let's do it. Let's put it on the forefront. He said, well, it takes a little thing to do it. I said, well, we can make it work. So here we are. So let Dr. Sean tell you his whole story.
Okay, so Dr. Sean, tell us who you are and what... Compliment him. What do you really do in a little bit more?
Okay, well, I'm a playwright. I wrote the stage play, the hit stage play, Tell 'Em I'm Gonna Make It. And we have been touring this since 2013 in the New England area, in the North and South Carolina area, in the Midwest, Ohio, you know. And now we're here in the Tampa Bay in the state of Florida. And we are excited to introduce this production. It's a beautiful story. Thank God for Deacon Dukes introducing me back to this area. He didn't let me throw in the towel. I gotta say, he would not let me throw it in. But I was ready to take off and go somewhere else. I didn't feel that Tampa love yet. And so he let me know, hey, there's some people here that gotta meet you. And so, you know, as a singer and artist myself, and now I'm here, I feel like I got a push. I got some help. I got some encouragement. We are going to present this play, Tell 'Em I'm Gonna Make It. And we are going to be featuring the legendary gospel recording artist, Miss Vicky Winans. She's going to join us with a great appearance, and she's going to give us a little concert and comedy hour with herself. And you're going to get a chance to see the play and hear Vicky Winans in some concert. And, of course, yours truly is going to do some singing.
Really?
So, yeah.
Okay.
Very excited. So, Brother Dukes, he said, we're going to let the people know who you are, so you got to sing yourself.
Oh, that's right.
Okay, I'm going to do it.
Because I never heard him sing. I heard him on
I don't know if we're going to hear you sing today, but...
Well,
but we gotta
never
sing,
know,
but... But before you, that's what you're doing now. Tell us a little bit about your background.
I've been preaching since I was 12. I've been singing since I was able to talk. And I'm just an entertainer. I've been an entertainer, making people laugh and enjoying life. I have studied, the funny thing is I studied dental, became a hygienist by trade. Mm. I'm a cook, baker, all that good stuff. I have my own cake business, Sean's Tasty Cakes. We do gourmet pound cakes, but I love entertaining. I love entertaining with purpose, and that purpose is to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ through my entertainment. And if I had to encourage someone with this production, Tell 'Em I'm Gonna Make It, this is just one of them. We have many more I wrote, and I wanna introduce this story. We were here once, and we dedicated this one to some seniors here in the Clearwater area at the MLK Center. And I want them to know we're coming back, and we're gonna be in the Tampa Bay area, and we're gonna tour it, so get ready.
Now, how did you come up with this title?
Well, it was that this is my story. I have about 22 cast members.
Wow.
Out of the 22, 21 of them are acting me in some form of way. So I'm telling my story, and anybody would see the play, they would see me in different character form.
Oh, wow.
I say 21 because one of those, out of that 22, one of them is the devil, so... I didn't play the devil.
That was your question this morning at breakfast.
I wasn't the devil. So I faced
well,
the
you
devil.
Do have one in them.
And we have one in the
okay,
play.
You got to have one.
Yes,
okay.
Yes. So, you know, they're working. I wrote this and had to encourage myself that mm-hmm. I can make it. I had dreams, and you'll see some of these characters in here have dreams and visions and ideas, and it just seems like there's no one to push them. Mm-hmm. And so if I had to come on to write a story and to let people know I'm not the only one that suffered these problems. Mm-hmm. You can push in, you can have your dreams to become a reality.
Now, what inspired you to get into writing?
I have no idea.
You just started.
I just, as a mm-hmm. singer, I just wrote it out. Mm-hmm. And I can honestly say I watched a lot of stage plays, some of Tyler Perry's stage plays, and I was encouraged on watching a lot of his stories and a lot of movies and things like that. And mm-hmm. I said, man, let me tell somebody a story. And I wrote my own personal story, and it was a breaking point in my life. And I know that I needed to share mm-hmm. that with someone else. Hey, don't throw in the towel. Somebody else can hear this. Yeah.
And just out of a play, but probably about a year or so ago, I expanded my bio, and I sent it out to my family. Now I'm getting ready to send it out to a few more. But I definitely try to encourage everybody to write their story.
Yes,
because it's not a resume.
Yes.
It's things that you've done, things you've witnessed, things that you want to share with others in order to help others. Well, in your case, you put it into a play, and
yes,
after that's.
Wow. The funny thing is, when I wrote it, I thought I was the only one that was going through these issues and these problems. And the Lord helped me to see that I'm not the only one. Mm-hmm. There's others that have witnessed and suffered and went through something. Some of them said, forget it, I'm not going to go through with it. And if I could encourage anybody, yeah. I would say that for those that are listening, don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on your dream. I don't care how old you are. Don't think it's over. I don't believe God put us on this earth to just live and not accomplish something that we wanted to accomplish. He gave us dreams and talents and visions. Fight for it. Push for it. Go for it. Do what you have to do. I don't care how old you are.
That is great.
You must be talking about me.
I've done it though. I'm doing what I want to do.
It's never too late. You know, it's never too late.
I'm doing what I want to do. I'm enjoying it all.
Never too late.
A friend of mine called me from Jamaica and asked me, did I want to come visit for a couple of days? Mm-hmm. I said, I'm thinking very seriously.
I got connections down there. But we're going to take a took time to take a little short break, so you hear something from our sponsors. But we'll be right back with Dr. Sean and Mr. Dukes, and hold your horses.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the Podcast Archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Yes, when the going gets tough, if you are an entrepreneur, and if you're just beginning, it really doesn't matter. It may be a tough road. I'm going to say it should be tough, but that's what entrepreneurs do. I'm here talking to Dr. Smart, who's going to tell you a little bit more about... Dr. Smith, who's going to tell you a little bit more. I apologize for that. And Dr. Mr. Heinzman Dukes.
He is Dr. Smart, though.
You know, and so but anyway, so I'd like to have you think about that. But based on the title of your
play,
tell us where it's going to be at and what time and all that sort of stuff before. Cause probably going to mention that a couple of times.
But good. Well, the hit gospel stage play, Tell 'Em I'm Gonna Make It, is going to be live in Tampa, Florida, April the 20th at 6 p.m. And we are going to be at the Holiday Inn at Tampa Airport, 700 North West Shore Boulevard in Tampa. Again, that's Holiday Inn, Tampa Airport, 700 North West Shore Boulevard. We are excited, April 20th at 6 p.m. And this is going to be featuring Miss Vicky Winans and, of course, some local talent that we have, Dominic Richardson, Aaliyah Ray, Pastor Oliver King, Miss Dovey So Funny, and D. Hurricane McCloud. These are just to name a few of those that are coming. But you don't want to miss Tell 'Em I'm Going to Make It.
Now, how can they get tickets? How can they speak to somebody to find out more information?
But anyway, tickets will be available at, you can call that number.
There's a number to call?
Yes.
It's on there. Number's on the flyer.
Okay.
Yes, tickets are only $50 in advance. There's $60 at the door. It's good to get them in advance. But for if you want to get some tickets, you can call 813-812-9677. Again, 813-812-9677 or 803-761-8995. Again, 803-761-8995. And you can also find them at Al's Finger Licking Good in Tampa,
Ybor City.
On 7th Avenue. You can go in there and get some tickets. You can ask for some tickets. You don't want to miss it.
And get some good barbecue.
Get some good soul food barbecue.
Okay.
I'd like to add a note to that.
I'm sorry. I'm not sure what he's saying, but he's saying something.
He said,
"Keep
go ahead.
Going." Yeah.
I was going to say, Mr. Gene of May. He noticed he said he makes cake, tasty.
Sean's tasty cakes.
Charles' tasty cakes. They are very tasty.
Gourmet pound cakes.
Gourmet pound cakes. He makes with different.
30 different flavors.
Oh, you should have said something.
He did.
Should have brought some.
I should have brought some. Absolutely.
Yeah, he should have brought a couple anyway, so we could have checked them out. But he does make. I will put it like this: if he sings as good as his cake, he's pretty good.
I'm gonna make it happen.
Now, is there a way, or would you want to share a way for anyone to contact you, like through email or anything like that, or?
Absolutely. If you want to contact us through for Sean's Tasty Cakes, is just as it sounds. Our email is Sean's SEANS Tasty TASTY Cakes CAKES at gmail.com. And if you want to know more about our production, you can always go to grandroyalproductions.com.
Okay.
Or the presenter of the show, sponsoring the show.
The sponsor of the show is Thank God for Impact Christian Business and Professional Magazine.
Is that right?
Yeah, so you might want to call them. They would also guide you on where you can get some tickets as well.
I learn some all the time.
And that is the Miss D. Wilkins is the owner of that.
Yes.
I just had her on last week.
Sweet lady. Sweet lady.
I just support her.
So, wow.
I don't know how we got connected, I tell you, but that was it was nobody but God that connected us, and then we finally got a chance to see each other face to face, and I could have just wrapped her on up. She was such a precious, precious soul.
great.
Yes, sir.
Now, given that you've written your story,
yes,
and turned it into a play, or I guess you've written several stories?
Yes, sir.
How many?
I have Tell Him I'm Gonna Make It. I have As For Me in My House. I Thought I'd Never Love Again Until I Met You. This one's gonna be a tough one. But I know a lot of people are ready for this one. But it's called Just Because We Had a Baby Don't Mean We're Getting Married.
Hey, man. Watch out, man.
No. Pray for me.
Well, I have the.
Are there copies of that available?
We haven't presented those yet.
Gotcha. Okay. Oh, up and coming.
Father, they're coming. That's the young generation theme right now. Mm-hmm. Just because you're having a baby, we don't have to get married.
Okay.
And we're trying to break that mold, though. Because that hurts. It's hurting our side of the.
Mm-hmm.
Tremendously.
But you put together a play.
I put it in a story so that people can see, don't mess around and end up being caught with the wrong one. And wait on God. Just wait on God, because He's going to bless you. I tell you, God has truly blessed me with a beautiful, beautiful wife. She's my friend. Our marriage was definitely a holy matrimony.
Mm.
Nobody did it but God.
Great. Now, just based on some of the plays you have coming up, do you plan to market that into like high schools? Or
I would love to.
High school, colleges, anything
yes,
like that?
Yes, we have done some shows in universities and colleges,
mm-hmm.
But I would love to, now that I'm here in the state of Florida, I would love to go and encourage some young people, and eventually I'll have my own theater where I can actually train them and teach them the arts, and show them, hey, you don't have to be afraid. You can step out and do this. There's a lot of people. I would prefer to have people who have never acted before and train them to do it. That way they can, and I tell them, don't act, be. Be the character. Be that person. You know, that's how soap operas make them. When I watch Young and the Restless, they're being the character. They're being that character.
That's one of my dreams was to host a radio show, a different type than what Gene hosts. I would like to see some of our young to learn how to get behind a mic and talk and be able to present other individuals.
Yes.
That's one of my dreams. I don't know if it'll ever come
true. That should be simple. Tell them to take their cell phone that they've been talking already.
Well,
there you go.
And let them go ahead and do it.
Well, you never too.
But the instrument we have today is outstanding. That's one reason. I don't want to say no. Go ahead.
However, this show is all about creating entrepreneurs, giving you the thoughts and ideas to take your thoughts and dreams and put them into action and create your own business.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have another show that comes about in this, which has to do with individuals looking for employment.
Okay.
But how to find what they enjoy doing instead of a job.
Truth.
So, but we're going to take a short break right quick. We'll be right back with Dr. Smith. And,
all right.
And Dr. Dukes.
Don't change that dial. Now, we'll be back.
Feel free to call 727-441-3000. That's the number of the station, 727-441-3000.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. And we're on the move. As an entrepreneur, you cannot afford to stop because you are going to have challenges, and the goal is to see how you get around or over or under those challenges, but the bottom line is that you can't stop. I'm sitting here with two entrepreneurs, Mr. Heisman Dukes, who's been on the show before, and Dr. Smith, who has a musical play.
Yes.
That you're introducing into the Tampa Bay area?
Yes, sir. Tell them I'm going to make it.
Tell us a little bit more about that.
Absolutely.
Quickly.
Tell them I'm going to make it. It deals with a lot of people who are just everyday people. And in our story, we'll have somebody that might be sick in their body because of health problems, or somebody that's homeless or have addictions or just need some help from being in prison or whatever. And they just gave up on life, you know. They gave up on life. This story is to let them know it's not the end of the world.
Right.
You know, you can make it. You can still make it. You know, there might have been some falls in your life. There might have been some setbacks. But guess what? It's not over. Mm-hmm. You can still make it.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to suggest you're supposed to have some falls and setbacks.
Absolutely.
In order to get the energy.
If you're an entrepreneur,
real,
you are going
to
have some.
Yes. Yes, the Bible talks about a just man falls seven times, but he gets back up.
Mm-hmm. Every time.
Yep, I thought we had a caller for some reason.
You do? You have a call on.
I know, but we have to keep going until...
There's a call? Okay.
Yeah, so we'll be... Hold on just for a second here, because we're trying to get to you. But in the meantime, yeah... When you fall down, you're supposed to have obstacles in life. Anyone who thinks life's going to be easy and all laid out for you, I think you've already found out that you're kidding yourself.
Yeah.
Anyway, and so I think that you got to understand life comes along with ups and downs.
Yes, absolutely.
And you're supposed to have them.
Yeah.
There are no shortcuts, in my
absolutely.
Opinion. Anyway, and so I think we got a caller on the line. Did we do?
Yeah, we do. You said her name earlier. She's decided to chime in on the subjects of the matter. Dee Wilkins is on the phone.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, hello, Dee. How are you?
Good afternoon, Ms. Wilkins.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you all?
Wonder. We're blessed and highly favored, just like you.
There you go.
You took
there
it away
you
from
go.
Her.
Well, I just was calling in because I heard as driving through that Dr. Smith was on tonight with you, Mr. Hodge, giving you some information on his awesome up-and-coming show that is going to be held April the 20th at the Holiday Inn right off of West Shore, I believe that is.
And West Shore Cypress. And Kennedy.
And Kennedy, yes. And I just wanted to kind of give you a little insight as far as we're concerned. The obstacles that many different individuals coming along, all of us being entrepreneurs, we've all have been, you know, surrounded by sometimes those naysayers that keep us back because of whatever they may have gone through. And sometimes in their good heart, they're trying to stop us so that we don't go through the same. But we know that if you're an entrepreneur, you're going to fall. And you may fall a little harder than you anticipated, but you brush yourself off because even as Jesus was carrying that cross on the very last day of his life with us, someone came along and someone helped him carry that cross and so that he was able to take care of his assignment, which was for all of us. So I'm looking forward to Dr. Smith and his production. You can purchase tickets. I don't know if you're aware that we have tickets at African Extravaganza, which is located at Tampa Park Plaza. Yes.
Also
at Sulu Bookstore, that's Ursula Odom. Ursula Odom, as we all know, during Black History Month and during the year, she also portrays Madame Bethune-Cookman. And so her bookstore is right there, and she will have flyers and poster tickets information also. And then, of course, there's always Al Singer Licking Good Soul Food in Ybor City. So that tickets, and if you call, you'll be able to reach anyone at our numbers, and we'll be available to answer questions and provide you with tickets. I know Dr. Smith and Mr. Dukes has that information, but I just wanted to chime in and let the listeners know that they are all welcome. We are looking forward to an awesome event with Vicki Winans. She was here. We brought her in. Dr. Smith, I believe that was about two and a half years ago.
Correct. Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And that was, once again, an awesome, awesome time.
Great.
Absolutely.
Great.
Okay. So I wanted to ask Dr. Smith, as he has, if he's also told you about, he has a cast and a band that will be there. 22-piece or 20-piece cast, is that right, sir?
That's right. And my singing group would be there as well, the GRP Singers.
So I think that this is, we're all looking forward to this. It speaks to some of the issues that many of us, especially during COVID, we were knocked down, hit to the side, the left, by so many different things. And that we were able to overcome, and people need to know that no matter who they are and what they've gone through, they will overcome.
Yes.
And I also wanted just to take a moment to invite you tomorrow. You'll have an opportunity, your listeners would have an opportunity to come to the Omega Sci-Fi Meet and Greet, which is going to be at the Italian Club in Ybor City. That's 1731 East 7th Avenue in Tampa. Dr. Smith, I'm sure, will be there, Mr. Dukes, Mr. Hodge. This now, we had the Kappas last year, and of course, you know, Kappas took over Tampa and the surrounding Tampa Bay area. The Omegas are promising the same, and they'd like to meet and greet some of the small businesses in our area. It is a multicultural event, and it is being sponsored by Visit Tampa Bay And of course, you can always contact Ms. Sherry Brown of Visit Tampa Bay for further information on that. So I kind of, you know, always have to stick in when I can advertise and promote.
Absolutely.
Gonna tell us that location and date again?
It is tomorrow, Thursday, February the 29th, from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Italian Club. And that is located at 1731 East 7th Avenue in Tampa, 33605. Mm-hmm. And you can RSVP to S. Brown at visittampabay.com. This is a Omega Grand Conclave. And we want to see the Omegas. We want to see Kappas. We want the Delta. It's for everyone, multicultural. But this is an opportunity to network, collaborate, and meet as many people as we can in our fair city.
Great. Great. Well, thank you very, very much. It's got one. Do you have a question for Dr. Smith?
Well, Dr. Smith, I am taking that this particular play that you have written, I believe that you must have encountered some of the events that you are having portrayed. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. Absolutely. Yes, every character, I have experienced everything that they are doing or have done in the production. That's why I wrote it. So you'll see a male, a female. I had to put them all in different character forms.
Great.
Awesome.
You want to be part of the cast, Ms. Whippen?
No, I think that Dr. Smith has got this particular session. This part is already taken care of. But I'm available for future. Don't write me in.
Don't push me with a good time, because I sure call you. Don't tempt me with a good time, now.
Yes, you can write
me in. I might make some room for you.
Well, thank you.
I'll be more than happy.
I would like to say, though, there's one cast that he has. I was totally surprised. I didn't know she was from Tampa. That's the comedian, Miss Debbie. She is a character.
Yes.
I mean, her alone to me made the show.
Yeah.
Okay.
She puts it on. She lays it on heavy, too. Oh, I'm looking forward to hearing her myself.
Yes. Okay. She's acting. You're going to see some comedy. So this play would have some comedy, would have some tears. So bring your little tissues. You're going to have some laughter, some tears, some oohs and ahs, the thrills and chills. You're going to have it all. That's going to just, it's going to touch every part of your being.
Great. We got Miss Vicky going to help soothe your pain.
There you go.
Okay, but thank you. Thank you very, very much, Miss D.
It's always a pleasure, gentlemen. Always a pleasure.
Okay.
And if I can be of assistance, please feel free to give me a call.
Great.
And I hope you all have a blessed evening.
Thank you very much.
We will.
Now, is there any way that you can leave some of these with the station here?
Yeah, I put some on the table.
Okay, so you can also pick those up at the WTAN radio station.
Yes, sir.
Okay. And so We're gonna take another short break so that you hear something from our sponsors, but we'll be right back with Mr. Smith and Mr. Dukes.
Yes, sir.
And we'll go from there.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Yes, all of us need money. Yes. I believe if you're an entrepreneur, you're in the business partially for money, and hopefully it's not all money, but I'll let you decide that for yourself. I'm sitting here with Dr. Sean Smith and Mr. Heisman Dukes, and they're both entrepreneurs. But Mr. Smith, let me just ask you a question. If I could help you, the radio station WTAN, they have a credit network out there as well. And Mr. Dukes,
yes,
if there's anything that you think that we could help you out with, I'd like to have you imagine that you're making up a wish list for Christmas, one of all these gifts or things that you might need or like to have. If you have a list of things that you might want to bring to fruition or that you need, I'm giving you an opportunity to tell us what it is that you need, tell the world what you need, and you never know how it might come to you. But think of your list, and just like you used to do back in the Christmas days when you put together a list.
Oh, my. That's a nice white pearl.
Put it out there.
Oh, boy. Do you want me to answer that now?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. So...
Think about it, but yeah, tell us.
Oh, okay, I'll think about it. I can give some now, save some for later.
okay.
One of the things that I would love to have here in this area, if I could be that gentleman to build a community or build a city or build the state of Florida with the talent that I have, I want to be that guy. Mm. For example, if right now you have Tyler Perry, who runs or who's built Atlanta,
yeah.
Right? And so if there would be somebody like that here in Florida, I wanted to be that guy. I'd like to have my own theater where I can have people come and they can enjoy, not have to go through a bunch of hoops to put on their talent, you know, and they could just come. I would love to be that guy to help somebody and build that and give out scholarships. So, of course, we need money to make all that happen, right? So
Sometimes.
Yeah. So I want to be somebody able to push that. Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to be that guy to push somebody else's dream and invest in their dream. If I had it, I want to push it.
Okay, do you?
Along with a Rolls Royce.
Are you looking for like a location, or you got a location?
I found a location. Of course, it's like, oh man, it would be a perfect place to just have an outside studio. Mm-hmm. When you say an outside studio, let it be where we can have different stages of the venue. Like, you know, you have a whole, like Hollywood have MGM Studios. Mm-hmm. If we had one of those here in the Tampa Bay area, I would want to be that guy to have that.
Really?
Yes. I found a location so I can have my own theater. You can come in, you can watch a couple of shows. We can put on shows, and that's what I want. I want my own production studio.
Great. Anything else?
Let's come back to them. Remind me now. I'm going to think about it, okay?
Okay, we got like 5 minutes left. But you both have a sheet.
All right.
That's different. It's made up of quotes made by famous African-American entrepreneurs. And I'd like to have you pick one of the quotes and tell us who, I guess read it and then tell us who said it. And if you think about it, how do you, what is your interpretation of that quote? Mr. Dukes, would you like to go first?
Mm-mm. He said, okay. Mm-mm. So okay. I can pick one?
Yes, pick any one that you like.
This one in particular stood out to me. It says, achieving your vision. And of course, it seems like this was one of the topics that we mm-hmm. have. Mm-hmm. It says, don't let anyone convince you that your dream, your vision is to be an entrepreneur is something that you should not do. Mm. What often happens is that people who are well-meaning, who really care for us, are afraid for us and talk us out of our dream, mm-hmm. to talk us out of it. That was written by Kathy Hughes.
Okay.
Yeah, I learned that if I can encourage someone, don't let no one tell you you can't do it. Mm-hmm. This is why I wrote the story, tell them I'm going to make it. Tell them I'm going to make it. If they listen, you can't stop me, so just take notes and watch me. You're going to see my dream become a reality. Mm-hmm. Okay? And if you have a dream, and whatever it is, if you are good at doing something, turn it into your own business. If you are out there, young lady, and you have a gift to do hair, then open up your own beauty salon. Don't let mm-hmm. no one tell you you can't do it. Young man, if you are good in building some things and you're good with wood, be that contractor. Open up your own. If you can cook and you got pots and pans, go forward and start cooking. Don't let no one stop your dreams. You can make it. Tell them you can make it. That's your vision. Achieve Great. Your goal.
I want to add on to that because our time's running out, but I'm one of those people who took a vision and turned it into reality.
Nice.
And
I did too.
There's so many things that have happened that I could never have expected. One of them, having the opportunity to tell the world what's in my head in front of a microphone.
Wow.
Great.
You know, and so.
I would say the same. That's
yeah.
My dream was to own my own automotive tech shop, to be able to do outstanding repairs for other people's cars and not be ashamed and not have to try to charge great prices or rip somebody off. That was my dream, and I was able to do that for 18 years.
Wow.
That's one reason I went in service, because I needed a trade. I couldn't afford to go to college. My parents couldn't afford to send me to college. And when I found out that the Air Force would train me, whatever I wanted to do or be, as long as I had a passing score in that field. And that was my success. And I came out, and mm-hmm. I did it. That's how I met Mr. Gene.
Wow.
I wasn't looking for him. He came looking for me.
That is very true.
That's true. I mean,
I got recommended to him.
Isn't that something?
Yeah. And so we kind of been hanging together ever since. And I
he's
like.
No, he's an okay guy.
I'm just what I am.
Well, I've adopted him. To me, he's Uncle Dukes.
I thank God for allowing me to be where I am, to do what I do. And I never thought I would be able to go into a classroom and teach a bunch of youngsters and got respect.
Wow.
And I still mm-hmm. get respect when I meet them on the street. You know, I set a thing in my classroom. When you come in this classroom on Monday, you will wear a tie. Kids looked at me, thought I was crazy.
Now, I've said this on the mic in front of teachers get a bad rule, but teachers who know how to teach will know how to control all their students.
Mm-hmm. And you said it right, because that was can't get off of that. But I was at introduction to the digital world Monday evening, and the teacher spoke up. And the guy says, teachers should know how to control the students regardless of where they come from. If she or he
don't
is
don't blame
teacher,
the students.
They ought to know how to manage students. Don't let the students manage you, and that's what happened today. Students manage the teachers. They tell the teacher what they're not going to do, and a lot of, they say it's home training. Yeah, a lot of it is home training. But you have some control too. You see them more than the parents then.
Absolutely. Because by the time they get home, they're feeding them, bathing them, and putting them to bed.
That's right.
Wake up, and the rest of the day is there.
Mm-hmm. Turns about to run out. Mr. Deuce, is there anything that you need that you'd like to tell us?
Sell about 400 tickets to this production. To this production on the 26th.
Hey, tell us again, where can we get them?
600 tickets. They are available at
Al's Finger Licking Good in Ybor City. Also,
Ursula Bookstore.
Okay.
In Tampa Park, right down the street from you.
Okay.
And I can't think of the name of the other stores in that same park. It's an exotic store, sell African things.
Can they call in and get them from somewhere?
Yes. Okay. Tickets in advance. You can call 813-812-9677 or 803-761-8995. Again, 813-812-9677 or 803-761-8995. Tell them I'm going to make it.
Tell them I'm going to make
Vicky Winans.
And featuring Vicky Winans.
Okay, so tell them you're going to make it. I'm going to start telling more people that just because I'm going to speak it.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell them they can make it. I'm not sitting here because I just showed up one day. I'm still working on it.
Well, I'm living my dream so far, Grand Royal Productions.
Great. Anyway, our time is about up. But thank you very much for taking the time to come in
Absolutely.
And share your knowledge and all that
sort of
stuff, because I really appreciate that. And I'm glad that we met today because the timing is right.
Yeah.
And Mr. Dukes, thanks for you for coming in as well.
My pleasure, Mr. Gene. You know, I always like to come back and sit in the chair and reminisce with you.
And hang out with you.
Okay.
Quick question, is my wish list going to come true? Like, will I get that Rolls Royce?
Oh, you didn't ask so much, but you never know. You never know.
That's right.
Tell him I'm going to make it.
And he has a barrel
pool.
Now,
when you say tell them, does that mean tell the world?
Tell the world.
Okay.
And you tell somebody you're going to make it.
Mm-hmm. Because it starts with you.
Absolutely.
It starts with you because you were given whatever you were given. It's up to you to believe it and step out
too
on
late.
It.
It's not too late.
Start stepping. And guarantee you, after you make the first step, there's another one waiting.
Absolutely.
So now, sure it is.
Take on the challenge.
Yes, sir.
Anything else you'd like to say? We got about 30 seconds left. Anything that
tell
you
them
like
I'm going to make it. Don't
tell
forget.
Tell them I'm going to make it. We'll
Holiday
be on
Inn,
the
Tampa Airport, 700 North West Shore Boulevard, April 20th at 6 p.m. Tickets, $50 in advance, $60 at the door. You don't want to miss this opportunity. Tell them I'm going to make it.
And how can you be contacted?
We can get contacted 803-761-8995 or 813-812-9677.
Okay, great.
GrandRoyalProductions.com.
Okay, you hear the music, which means my time is up. It's Frank Sinatra singing My Way. I want you all to know that all the things you like doing, can do, that you think can be something, you can indeed do it your way. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour coming up. And we're done for the next couple of seconds, but stay tuned and we'll be back.
Yes, it was mine.